Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Now we are on the cusp of a new Star Wars film, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, this week. So I've been sitting on this for about a month, but listener Darren Luchner, who's been a great listener of my podcasts over the years, very supportive, very interactive. He's made it on stage several times on I Love Green Guide Letters and always at the live shows in Melbourne, and I really appreciate him as a listener. What he did was go back and at the end of the pre-Force Awakens podcast, I'd always ask the guest what you hope to get out. What are your hopes and dreams for The Force Awakens? Now, he has gone back and captured a lot of those moments from several of our past guests. We've got comedian Luca Mueller. We've got Star Wars artist Hugh Fleming and my comedian friend Jamie McCarney. Michael Shanks, who created the amazing George Lucas special edition Force Awakens teaser. The guys from the Star Wars Minute, Alex Robinson and Pete the Retailer. I'm actually on Star Wars Minute this week. It is thrilling. We are doing Attack of the Clones Minute and I'm doing 5 minutes. Make sure you go over there and give it a listen. We've got my good friend, comedian Trav Nash from Star Walking, the Australian Star Wars Appreciation Society of Australia. We've got Shane Morrissey and Darren Maxwell. We've got comedian Luke McGregor. We've got Cockbag. We've got Xavier Michelides and Jimmy James Eaton. We've got Leighton James Dyer from skateboarding site Muckmouth, film critic, comic and screenwriter Clem Bastow, comedian Jack Druce, anomaly Ash Williams, Chris Kaczynski, who was a co-founder of Tinder, Darren Hayes from Savage Garden, from The Weekly Planet, we've got Nick Mason, David W. Spencer from the podcast Thank You Internet. From Silverchair, we've got Ben Gillies and Tracy Gardner from Rebel Girl, and then Lee Sales from, if you are in Australia, the 7:30 Report on the ABC, one of Australia's most respected political journalists. So, big time. As we look forward to Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and we've got hopes and dreams for that. Things we want to see happen. Things we don't want to see happen. Let's look back and take in what we were hoping for and what we were wishing for with The Force Awakens. A young buck of the Melbourne comedy scene. Welcome, Luca Mueller.
What do you hope to see in episode? What are you hoping for?
I kind of hope that, and I'm pretty sure this will happen, that like Leia, Han and Luke will pretty much be dealt with by the end of the first film, which, like, you know, I don't love that, but they are also aging and it'd be pretty sweet to get a new set of characters and shit.
Great friend of mine, Jamie McCarney.
How are you going, mate?
I'm really well. I'm quite well. And you've brought along
Some treasure.
He has done work for Dark Horses, Star Wars and Indiana Jones' comics, and the Star Wars insider, Hugh Fleming.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the guys behind the, like, see Han and Chewie on the Falcon, in the Falcon again.
Yeah, I'll lose my shit when I
see. Familiar, but totally new again. I want, if I could have the film the way, you know, I really hope it is, it would be that Chewie's there and Han's there and they're all doing this stuff, but it's totally new again. You know, there's the new adventures, twists that we didn't expect, surprises, you know, it just that I want to experience that again. To sit there and be like, whoa, wow, really, he's that and this. I didn't know.
Well, that would be good if there are some nice twists and reversals and it's not just a... They're not just going to reheat a lot of old elements. And, you know, I think J.J. Abrams has a tendency to... If you look at movies like Super 8, he's sort of... He likes to pay homage to, you know, old ideas and styles. And his Super 8 was his homage to Spielberg early 80s Amblin films. And I wouldn't want this to be too much like, well, here's a thing just like this thing you got and stuff. Here's a rehash of this idea and we've got to, you've got to have this and you've got to have this person say that. I hope they don't fall back on just, you know, callbacks. That's something I find a bit tiring.
He made the George Lucas special edition of the Force Awakens trailer. Please welcome Michael Shanks. What do you hope to see in episode 7?
What do I hope to see? What I hope to see in episode 7 is much more Mark Hamill than Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I know. I'm sure it won't, and I'm going to be so upset.
I just want to see Mark Hamill turn on a lightsaber.
Oh, that'll be great.
And do something.
Because either way, I think I'd love to see Mark Hamill be Obi-Wan and be the kind of like fatherly, wizardly sort of character, or perhaps having turned to the dark side, which is a possibility. Like, I think, you know, through all his voice work as the Joker, I think he's proved that he can sort of play that range. I'd love to see Dark Broken Link, I'm thinking of Zelda now, Dark Broken Luke, or sort of adopted Obi-Wan Luke. I think both of them would be great.
We have got from one of my very favorite Star Wars podcasts, the Star Wars Minute, Alex Robinson and Pete the Retailer. Welcome, you guys.
So what were your hopes for like episode 7?
You know, so I'm not getting too hyped up about it. You know, I doubt I'll show up to the premiere wearing a you know, a ball droid t-shirt or anything like that. But I'm definitely going to see it, and I'm intrigued. I think there's hope for it.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it could have some fun stuff, but I also I don't feel emotionally invested in it. Like, if it comes out and it sucks, I won't really get angry. I'll be like, well, a sucky Star Wars movie is like almost as much fun as a good Star Wars movie.
Welcome to the show, Travis Nash.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what worlds we get to see. Like if they come up with like a new world, like a type of world that we can visit in one of the new films. Because it is weird that, you know, a lot of the like Hoth is, like, we've got snow, but like it's snow planet.
Yeah.
Like, and then like Coruscant, it's the city planet. Prequels, the water planet.
Yeah.
But I'd be interested to see maybe even, you know, people might shriek, but like an Avatar style floating shit everywhere type of planet. That'd be cool.
Man, like, just off the top of my head, have an upside down world. Have a world where like the trees and that grow from the outer atmosphere and then they grow down to the planet, showing you something you've never seen before.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess there's always that he has to go in between what the fans want to see and what he wants to put in.
Welcome, the founders of Star Walking, which is the Australian Star Wars Appreciation Society, Darren Maxwell and Shane Morrissey. All right, you guys, what do you want out of episode 7? What will...
If it captures the imagination and the excitement like a Star Wars movie promises, mm-hmm. I'll be happy.
All right. I know in the documentary, one of the things you mentioned that you thought the Phantom Menace didn't have like a soul.
That's right. Yep.
Like how can...
It didn't connect with the movie going public, especially with the fan base, because there was a disappointment and there was anger and people just like, oh yeah, whatever. There was all that. See, you know, with a Star Wars movie, you're hungry for more. And, you know, it should move you. You should get involved with the movie. It should connect with you. And it should have soul and heart. And, you know, you care about this stuff. And I think with the new movies, if it can do that, it's a winner. So that's what I hope.
What about you, Darren?
A new hope.
I actually...
This movie is the new hope. Yeah.
It is. It is, in one sense, yeah.
I actually don't know. I really do not know. One thing I don't want it to be is bad. I really hope...
not the, bad like the Phantom Menace.
For the future of the franchise and for the sanity of the fans, I'm not really fussed as to what it's about, but so long as we walk out at the end of it and go, yeah, it was all worth it. That the build-up, the lead-up, the selling of, you know, over to Disney, et cetera, and where even the harshest critics can say, well, we eat our words, it was great. So long as that can happen. Now, I'm sure someone somewhere
that's
won't
like
be
a miracle.
Happy with it. Mm. Probably it is, but if the bulk of the fan base says that was great, bring on episode 8 and 9, then that's the most important thing. But, yeah, that's what I can think of.
He is one of the rising stars of Australian comedy. He's my very good friend, and I'm so glad to have him here. Please welcome Luke McGregor. So from what you know about The Force Awakens, are you thinking it's going to be a great film?
I think Josh Abrams is going to... It's interesting. He came out as saying he wasn't a fan of Star Trek, but he is a massive fan of Star Wars. So I wonder if he'll have the same... Like, I wonder if... Because what worked with Star Trek was it was a sort of a new voice coming in and saying, this is how I think... Because this is how I think it can work for all audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to see, as someone who is a fan of Star Wars, what he does with that. With the property that he is a fan of, that he sort of has a reverence to, you know, and he feels a risk about. I don't know. I think he's a person to do it, but I'm curious. I trust him. I think he's done enough amazing stuff. I mean, there's so much good story to draw on that hasn't been used in the cinematic universe yet that I feel like it's going to be okay. Like, he can't. I did think the design of the lightsaber was a little weird, because that design, you know, because a lightsaber blocks a lightsaber, they don't go through each other, so that design would protect your hand. So that design makes sense. Like, it's more of a medieval type take on it. So that handguard design works. But I don't know. I'm excited. I think he's going to do something good, and he's going to have. I think they're giving him a fair bit of freedom. Like, it's not going to be like committee doing it. They've said you can do it how you like. So I'm hoping that'll make it good.
Two very esteemed Australian actors, Maurice Cox,
thank you,
and Belvedere Bag.
Huzzah, thank you, Steele.
What are you hoping from the new films?
Well,
cameos.
Yes, I'm hoping to get a call at some stage from JJ. I mean, I have been sending him flowers and chocolates for quite a while, so that's really what I'm hoping.
You've been sending them to him. Why have I been receiving them?
Oh.
I don't have a vase.
I may have the wrong address.
Oh, that's...
And let's welcome our guests. They are great friends of mine, huge Star Wars fans, and hilarious comedians. Please welcome Xavier Michalides and Jimmy James Eaton.
But I would like to. I always thought it'd be great to see. If you ever like one night you're watching TV and like a film comes on like SBS, it's like 5 minutes in and you start watching it and it sucks you and you go, this is an amazing film and I didn't even realize it, and you end up watching it till 3 a.m. or whatever. Mm-hmm. That would be great to watch a Star Wars film that just you didn't even realize. You just started watching it and then you're like, oh my god, this was a, that's how I'd like to see it one time. No build up, nothing. I missed the first 5 minutes. I accidentally watch it. That's wow. What I want. That's what I want it to be like.
So you're going to purposely rock up late to the new Star Wars
film.
I'm
going to turn up late. I'm going to annoy everyone.
Piss everyone up. Like, shut past the fuck street. Up. We're trying to read everyone. The yellow writing.
So, what happened? What happened
can
the first 5 minutes?
Can we rewind it? Yeah, just put the words down again. I just want to know what happened. That's Xavier in a cinema.
I do that weird voice.
Yeah. Only when it's dark.
I just got here. How far away is the galaxy in this one?
It's quite close. He's changed it. He's done an edit. It's just next door to the Milky Way.
But, you know, we've done, you know, this for a little over half a year, and every episode we always ask for people's what they hope for episode 7, and mm-hmm. This is the first time anyone said, oh, yeah, I hope I get there 5 minutes late.
But I think, you know, it's like you were saying when you saw Return of the Jedi, you haven't seen the first two, you didn't know the story, didn't know, and it was almost better in a weird way because
it has
so much depth to it. It has so much thing. So, because I hate films that spends the whole time just setting up. Hi, I'm such and such. I work here. I hope I don't lose these things. Yeah, me too. Like, just all this setup. No, just throw it right in. Well, we'll catch up. Yeah. We'll work it out.
I hated The Matrix as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to good actors again. Because the first three were pretty shitty actors.
Oh, I'm gonna.
But with Han Solo back, with Han Solo, that's his real name.
No.
Our guest today is a new friend of mine. He's an internet friend who we've just met in real life. He is from New Zealand. He does the very popular skateboarding website muckmouth.com, is it?
.com.
Welcome, Leighton James Dyer. So, from the spoilers that you've heard, and we won't talk about the actual spoilers, but do they get you excited? Do you go, oh, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to see this.
That's the weird bit. I mean, I again, my faith, my weirdly non-faith faith, because I don't understand the word faith, it has, because of J.J. Abrams only, and because of what Kevin Smith said, I've got this excitement, and you know, and I really love the teaser. I was the same as you. I was there refreshing, just until it happened, and I loved it. And I downloaded it. I made my own little things and bits and bobs. You know, I loved it. But you know, to be honest, the spoilers I've read, I wasn't that blown away. And I was like, but again, I'm hoping my theory of it's just all load of bollocks.
Yeah,
is reinforced by, I'm sure, in May.
And now today's guest is interesting. She's a comedian and someone I've only I think met once.
Yeah.
But she hit me up on the Facebook and said, I'm down for Star Wars. So I said, come chat. Welcome, Clementine Bastow. How are
you? Thank you. I'm very good.
Let's talk Ep 7, Clem. How are you going into this?
Pretty excited. I feel like it's 1999 again. I don't think I have had this sense of anticipation about a film since the new trilogy. And there have been films I've been excited about. You know, I remember being excited about the end of Harry Potter, despite not being, again, much of a Harry Potter fan. But not like this. It's a really different... I hate to say it, but it feels pure. Like, it's a really different kind of fan response. And it's quite rare for me to be able to get out of... Because the bulk of my work is entertainment... Well, entertainment journalism / cultural commentary. So to be able to watch those trailers and think about that film and not be in work mode, thinking about how I can turn it into content, is pretty special.
Welcome to Steel Wars, a good friend of mine, comedian and Star Wars fan, Jack Drews.
Man. How you doing?
What's your anticipation level for Ep 7?
I'm really excited, and I don't want to do that thing that I think a lot of people have done, where they like they feel like.
I hope I'm not one of these people. I bet you I am.
Well, I don't know. I'll say what it is, and you tell me. But like you,
you bastard.
There's people who let their experience of what they love be diminished by a newer version of it. You know what I mean? Like you say, like a lot of people act like they, like this is that whole documentary that's like. What is it, People versus George Lucas?
Yep.
George Lucas killed my childhood or something like that.
The film's, yeah, the People versus George Lucas.
Okay, and yeah, and there's a quote in it that I remember where it's like, George Lucas destroyed my childhood. Mm. It's like, no, George Lucas made a movie that you loved, and then he made another movie that you didn't love as much, and you can't separate the two. Like, so I don't want to be one of those people where if this one isn't what I want it to be, where I feel like I'm not going to let that diminish Star Wars for me.
And today I have done just that as I welcome my very good friend and comedian and fringe television personality, Ash Williams. What would you like to see in the new film? I showed you the trailer before. What do you want answered in the new film?
Okay, I want to see a stormtrooper's face. I want to see a human face.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even actually need to be human. I want to know it's inside the stormtrooper.
Mm-hmm.
Is Darth Vader still around?
Nah, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's a bummer. Fuck, they're going to miss him.
He will be missed.
Jesus. Well, who's now the evil one?
There's a guy called Kylo Ren.
Yeah, so Kylo. I just want a good performance from Kylo.
He's Adam Driver from Girls.
What a fucking role.
Hmm.
Don't know.
We'll see.
Don't know how that will go.
I hope it goes good.
No, it'll go all right. I just... they're going to have to make... It's going to have to offset the Adam Driver character because you kind of just see him as that character from Girls. You just do. You know those types of actors? There will be a good storyline, I think. And you want it to look good?
Hmm.
Good special effects?
We want to know what's inside the Stormtrooper.
Inside the Stormtrooper, maybe some love. And you'd need that... Good versus bad, bigger and better than ever.
Vader versus Shark.
Vader versus Shark. But I don't think you're going to beat Vader. You're just not. So just go in there, have fun, and let's just enjoy the film. You know?
With Christopher Galzinski.
Yeah.
All right. What's one thing you want to see in Force Awakens?
One thing I want to see. I want to see so many things. I want to see some Luke. I want to see Luke just down with the Force. Like, he has been chilling with the Force for 30 years, right? It's going to be pretty badass by now.
And it's just woken up.
It is, right? It's amped up. He has got Force steroids.
The Force has woken up. It's up in time to get some McMuffins.
Right? What's up with his hand? Why isn't it all fleshy? Why is it like a mechanical thing now? Is he like put aside his like, I don't care what I look like kind of thing? They say he looks like a weird hobbit and he's a little crazed. I want to see him on the edge of insanity, brimming with Force power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like oozing out of him and he's doing all he can to contain it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I had a crazy theory that I'm not putting much stock in it, but I like it.
Sure.
It's a good twist. That the hand padding R2 is Leia, who's been in some lightsaber.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fights herself after learning how to wield a lightsaber.
Oh.
And it was her patting R2.
Really?
Mm.
That's interesting. I never even considered.
It's just a, like, I'm not... It's just a fun twist.
A fun twist. I feel like I'd almost want to see a Leia that's like dismissed the Force. Like, you know what? Like, yeah, it served a purpose back then. I don't have time for that kind of stuff. Like, I've got a galaxy to run. Like, she's all business. You know what I mean?
Rogue One, A Star Wars Story is almost here. And so is the Mendo tribute t-shirt. You might call him Director Krennic. Others might call him Ben Mendelsohn. But here on the Steel Wars podcast, it's Mendo. And we have got an awesome vintage Kenner throwback design featuring Mendo's sweet cape and immeasurable power. All on a sweet design, screen printed, not digital printed, on the highest quality, ring spun, tube cut, all style apparel, AAA t-shirt. If you're listening to this on your phone, there's a link in the show notes of this very podcast in your podcast catcher that you can click and will take you to the store so you can grab one now. They're a limited edition and super fun. You are going to turn heads at Rogue One and fan events for years to come. It's all available in the merch store at steelwars.com. And while you're there, why not pick up a sweet Your Snoke Theory Sucks sticker or t-shirt? Let's go, Mendo!
Welcome to Steel Wars, Darren
Hayes.
What do you want to see in the... Like, what's your hope? What's your...
Story. Just story. An arc. Listen, here's the thing. And I go back to George Lucas. I think it was an impossible task to make anyone happy. So thank you, George, for trying with the prequels. I think it's an impossible task to ever not be compared to the canon of Star Wars. Something wonderful has happened where maybe the palette has been reset or the Etch-A-Sketch has been shaken up again, because I would like to think even myself as a Star Wars fan, we're all a little bit more understanding about how hard it is to live up to these expectations. But I would love to see a true original story. I want to care about characters. I just want to see people change. That's it. You know, I want to be moved emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. I don't care about... Star Wars for me has never been about science fiction. It's an adventure. It's a fantasy. It's about dreams and hopes and wishes. I would like to think that in the new trilogy, it isn't a tragedy per se. The prequel was by default the story of the falling of Darth Vader. Not the happiest story.
Mm.
Poe, Dameron, he's my jam. He's cool, man. He's my new Han Solo meets Luke Skywalker. I mean, come on. He's in he says Wahoo. Doesn't he say Wahoo?
He does say Wahoo.
He's in an X-Wing, but it's not an X-Wing. What is it? It's a resistance fighter. I don't care what it's called. I love the new lightsaber. I'm Kylo Ren's saber.
Welcome, my buddy, Nick Mason. What are your hopes for the new film? Yeah, and how important is the new film to you?
I think it is important. It is important, yeah. I think the original trilogy was an important part of my childhood.
Oh, let's rate it in. Yeah. Okay, so we've got films coming up.
Yep.
You've got Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
That's number one.
Really?
Yep. Because I feel that we've never seen that before on the big screen. So Star Wars is going to be good. Batman vs. Superman, and I think Captain America Civil War, they're coming out sort of very, you know, almost the same week, I think. And as a big Marvel guy, Batman vs. Superman is still going to be top, because we've never seen that.
And
and we are with a podcaster from Thank You Internet.
Thank you, Internet.
Welcome to the podcast, David Spencer.
Thank you so much for having me.
What do you hope? What do you hope?
What if, out of these movies?
Out of The Force Awakens. What do you want out of this film? The return of Dexter Jetster?
No, because you don't want to keep, you know, doing fan servicey characters all the time. Like, I'm still a little iffy about Akbar and Nine Numb. I'm like, I don't know how they're going to work in. I'm excited. I'm mostly excited, but I'm still a little wary. Most excited about the fact that they're bringing three different directors in. Not only because I love the idea of three different voices directing each one, but I also think that J.J. Abrams' biggest problem is setting things up and not being able to pay them off properly. And I think, oh, you just have him do the setup because he's great at setups, and you have somebody else pay it off, and that'll be great.
Please welcome, he's appearing at the moment on The Real Housewives of Melbourne, but I'm sure most of you would know him from Hitting the Skins. At the back of Silver Chair, Ben Gillies, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you hope to get out of the film? What do you want to come out of? You've gone in to this late session. You've ignored the internet for 24 hours.
Yes.
You're walking out. It's probably 2 in the morning.
Yep.
What do you want to be feeling?
I reckon the new divide is, that's what I'm kind of looking forward to seeing where that ends up, where the good and the evil end up, and where that's come from, you know, where the where the Jedi, like how that's kind of reborn, you know, how that's kind of, you know, if there's a whole like new surge of like Jedis that, you know, start training or something, I don't know, and then whatever the kind of empire is, whatever that has become. Because I guess it felt like at the end of the last film, The Return of the Jedi, it kind of felt like that, like the whole empire had, like in my mind, the whole empire had fallen apart, you know, good kind of won, and that was it.
Our guest, who is now the host of Rebel Girl podcast, Tracy Gardner.
I'm a little scared, I'll be honest, because we're getting a lot of TV spots, and some of them, I feel like the lines out of context feel very overacted. I have my fears about The Force Awakens, particularly Finn. I can be open about the fact that I'm a little scared of Finn's character. There's something about John. I've never seen John Boyega in anything else, and there's something about his delivery that reads as overwrought sometimes to me.
Welcome to the podcast, Lee Sales. What would be the one thing you hope to see or hear or feel in The Force Awakens?
Look, probably actually what I felt in the promo already, which was that connection to the emotional connection to the original films. And so they already pushed that button for me, actually. So maybe I shouldn't see the film. Maybe I've got everything out of it already.
Like, there's going to be way more films, but it'll be never like this one.
Yeah, that's so true. And actually, yeah, the anticipation, I'm sure you're probably right. That might be better than the actual experience, as is often the case in life.
Well, thank you, Darren Lochner, for that very... I had a great time going down memory lane. I rarely get... I could whenever I wanted to, but I rarely do re-listen back to episodes after I've got them online. Once they're sort of been prepared for podcasting, I don't want to listen to me ever again. But that was really, really, really fun. So thank you, Darren. We have got another audience listener prepared a bunch of episodes that I'm going to put up the final week of December. Some really special stuff that Eric and a few people on the Steel Wars Safe Haven prepared, talking about their favorite Steel Wars moments. So it's cool to have some listener-created Steel Wars content, mainly because then I get to listen to it and enjoy it, and it's like a new episode. I feel like a very, 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 very poor man's George Lucas complaining how he'd never got to watch a Star Wars movie for the first time. That is very, very poor man's version. Very, very, very. That metaphor might be way out of line, guys, so sorry if I offended anyone with that. But yeah, I hope you found that an interesting walk down memory lane. I really enjoyed it. It was super, super fun. There was a few things. Hugh Fleming saying that he didn't want just to see reheated things and rehashes of old ideas. He's going to be doing the reaction podcast for the Rogue One, so I look forward to maybe bringing that up. I loved in the Michael Shanks one that I was still going on a bit about Ignite the Green, so on brand. A very interesting clip was Darren Maxwell from Starwalking saying that he hopes the bulk of the fan base walks out of episode 7 saying, bring on episode 8. And if you guys have listened to the Rogue One live reaction podcast, Darren, probably out of all the people that got up that night, disliked the film the most or had the most issue with it. So I wonder if he's selfless enough to say, well, most people loved it, but I didn't, so it's great. I'm going to ask him that next time I see him, which is tomorrow night at Rogue One. A little bit embarrassing that on my episode with Chris Glazinski, I gave that Leia theory. I was trying to look outside the box and say that Leia was a hardened Jedi with a robot hand. I was wrong, but an interesting theory. And I never sold that theory as fact. I was just throwing it out there that it was a possibility. It would have been an interesting twist, for another Elseworld of Star Wars. I laughed when Nick Mason from the Weekly Planet was more excited about Batman versus Superman. I shouldn't laugh at someone's disappointment, but I know that film haunts him, as it does most everyone. So, sorry, Meso. It turns out Batman versus Superman wasn't even just a film. Wasn't even. But The Force Awakens was more than just a film. It was a really special event for fans around the world to get together and enjoy Star Wars. And I will hold the premiere event we had in a very special place in my heart for the rest of my life. I was so happy. I was so happy to, in a way, bring all these people together, have a great time, and enjoy Star Wars and each other. So it's really cool. I'm so excited for tomorrow night. Now, you may have noticed that not all these episodes are up on full on the free feed. However, they are on the supporter page, the Steel Wars supporter page. It is like our Patreon. And if you've got $3 Australian, which is $2.25 American when I checked today, a month, you get full access to our back catalogue and get a slew of bonus features like extended call-in shows, listener Q&As where you get to ask questions, and a new There's a ton of bonus things, but we've just started this new show that I'm very excited about. We're going to be doing it every week or so, and it is with my great friend Jason Ward from Making Star Wars. It is called Making Steel Wars, and it's us chatting Star Wars each show. And the first episode we just recorded, I'm just about to put it up on the supporter feed, and we talk about the year in Rogue One news. We talk about the way that people react to the news, and where we review the Bresnikan interview, a few things he said, and Jason talks about his relationship with Lucasfilm. It is, I think, if you like this podcast, you'll find it a fascinating chat. And there is no spoilers in it for Rogue One. I wanted to get the first episode done before either of us had seen it. And then on the next episode, we can talk all about it. And some things that, how things were reported along the way. So I'm very excited for the supporters to check that out. You can sign up through Bandcamp. You get ad-free. All the episodes are ad-free. You get a secret VIP RSS feed, so it all goes straight to your phone. And you help support the normal podcast. So if that is of interest, obviously, as you've heard, we've got just literally hundreds, or literally 100 plus, of these interviews, plus the call-in shows, plus the blog pods. They're all there on the supporter page. And it's cool. I think people enjoy flicking a couple bucks to the content they enjoy each month, each week, every couple of days sometimes. On the supporter page, it's all the time. And through December, I have challenged myself for the supporters to post up 31 pieces of new audio content. So it's going to be close, but I'm going to get there. We're going to get there. So if you want to see how that goes, sign up for the Steel Wars supporter page. We have got the Mendo t-shirts. We have got the Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirts. And they're up on the Bandcamp as well. Oh, as well, when you sign up as a supporter, you get 15% off merch. So if you buy a t-shirt, you're better off signing up for supporter first. Then you get, you pay $3, but then I think you get like $3.50 off because of the 15% or something like that. But anyway, it works out cheaper. So
a sweet little scam, eh? A sweet little scam for you kids out there on the internet. Who on the internet doesn't love scams?
I don't know where that character came from, but it makes for a sweet plug. I really hope you enjoyed our trip down memory lane. Again, huge fan to listener Darren Luchner for making it all happen on his own bat. Did a great job. Good editing skills. Please join us if you are a fan of the podcast and you want to chat with normal Star Wars fans that aren't, you know, some people get a bit edgy, a bit too touchy, but not in the Steel Wars listener safe haven on Facebook. There is a few people waiting to be accepted, but I'm not accepting new people until after Rogue One in case someone in that group is a spoiling troll, because there is a bit of that at the moment. People just wanting to, like, actually setting out to ruin the film for people. It's very, very sad. Me and Jason talk about that for a little bit on our new exclusive show, Double Sizzle. So, yeah, sign up on, you don't even sign up for the supporter group. You just press add and you're in. Great. So do that and you can chat with me. You can chat with Darren Luchner. You can chat with all the great listeners and people around the podcast. It's super fun. Jason's on there. And Hugh Fleming. Just a great pack of people. It's really, really fun. And straight after Rogue One, I will accept all the new people. And we can chat. So be one of those people. I so hope you enjoy Rogue One. Enjoy just how amazing it is that we get a new Star Wars film 2 years in a row. And it's going to be 5 years. It's going to be infinity years in a row. But This is the second year. Don't forget how cool this is that we get to do this every year. Enjoy it. May that force be with you. American listeners, if you're buying extra Rogue One tickets, and I know you are, Adam Tickets and MakingStarWars.net have teamed up to raise donations for the Starlight Children's Foundation. Here's the deal, it costs you nothing extra, but if you use the link on Making Star Wars, Adam Tickets will donate $1 for every ticket you buy, and if you use the code MakingStarWars, you'll get a $5 gift that will go to your purchase. That is win, win, win. All the details are pinned to the top of MakingStarWars.net, or for easy access, just type into your browser steelwars.com/Starlight Foundation. Enjoy Rogue One and help children in need. That's positive fandom. Again, for the link, steelwars.com/Starlight Foundation. Australia, Steel Wars is hitting the road with some live podcasts hot on the heels of the release of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. The big one, if you're in Melbourne, you have to be there on the 14th of December at Knox Ozone in conjunction with Star Walking Inc., the Star Wars Appreciation Society of Australia. We are holding the Rogue One midnight premiere and post-premiere podcast reaction. Join us at midnight, 800 screaming, amped up Star Wars fans to take in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And then directly after, we will go into Seamus O'Toole's, the Irish pub next door, for a star-studded reaction podcast featuring some of Australia's top comedians and Star Wars fans. And yes, it is confirmed, inverted commas, George Lucas will be returning to drop his verdict on Rogue One. You can get tickets to just the movie and the podcast, or if you're coming from Melbourne City, there is a bus film podcast ticket. You can get the bus from the city with a group of amped up Star Wars fans. There is nothing like seeing a new Star Wars film in a packed cinema with your own kind. It is the best. Do not miss it. If you're in Sydney, we will be live podcasting doing another reaction at 2 p.m. at the Chippendale Hotel on Saturday the 17th of December with a I Love Green Guide Letters comedy podcast on directly after that. Double tickets are available to save a bit of cash. And then Brisbane on the 18th of December, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., we'll be at the Bright Side with a Rogue One reaction for you guys. Different guests at each show. Not that that matters because you're in different states, except for the crazy people that I know who have already bought plane tickets to go to multiple reaction podcasts. The best. What a time to be a Star Wars fan. Don't miss these super fun live events. I will see you there. Tickets and info are at steelwars.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.